everybody. I'm Robert Reddin. Today I'm talking about hypertension, the three things I've learned about high blood pressure. I've got hypertension. When I was diagnosed with having high blood pressure, my doctor immediately prescribed a synthetic angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitor, or ACE inhibitor for short, and he put me on a regime of regular monitoring, the purpose of which was to reduce my risk of heart disease or of having a cardiovascular accident, commonly called a stroke. Laudable as those aims are, it struck me at the time as odd that my condition was being managed, not treated. So I decided to find out more. Amongst the wealth of information I discovered about hypertension, I learned three things, each of which has been subsequently confirmed as true by my doctor. The first thing I learned was why there was no cure for hypertension. I was being treated as if I was ill, but high blood pressure is not a disease or an illness. Because of this, there is no cure. The condition can only be managed to keep blood pressure readings as close to normal as possible to minimize the risk of other potentially serious conditions developing. And what is normal blood pressure varies depending on your age. Controversially, the definition of hypertension in people aged over 60 has recently been changed to 150 over 90 from 140 over 90 millimeters of mercury. Overnight, some people in this age group who were considered to have high blood pressure find they no longer have the condition after all and are being treated unnecessarily. The second thing I learned is that it is a symptom of an underlying health problem. Hypertension is a vital bodily sign, just like your pulse and your temperature. Blood pressures that are elevated for a continuous period could indicate an underlying cause that needs to be investigated, just like running a fever indicates a health issue that needs to be treated. To complicate matters, there are over 300 possible causes of hypertension. Few doctors have the time to systematically eliminate all the potential causes until the real cause is found. It is far easier and much less time-consuming for them to manage our condition than to find and treat the real problem. Often, however, the underlying cause can be linked to a combination of lifestyle choices, such as having a poor diet, sedentary lifestyle, smoking tobacco products, and heavy consumption of alcohol. The third thing I learned is that diet and exercise can reduce hypertension. My doctor prescribed a synthetic ACE inhibitor to manage my condition, and I was given some brief and very general dietary advice and recommended to become more active. My own research soon revealed that there were natural ACE inhibitors in common foods that were just as effective as the synthetic type I had been prescribed, but without the potentially harmful side effects. For example, bananas contain a natural ACE inhibitor. Eating two medium-sized bananas a day has been shown to reduce hypertension by 10%, and eating three a day halves the risk of having a stroke. Bananas are also a rich source of potassium, and having the recommended daily amount of potassium can also help to lower high blood pressure. Garlic also contains a natural ACE inhibitor, and cucumber and parsley are mild diuretics. And there are many other foods that can help lower our high blood pressure. And some, such as sodium and licorice root, that can send it skyrocketing. Keeping our bodies properly hydrated also helps. Studies have shown that in dehydrated subjects, 6% of the water loss is from inside the cells in our body. That makes the smooth muscles lining our blood vessels less elastic and adds to our high blood pressure. It soon became clear to me that diet was a crucial factor in reducing my hypertension. Regular exercise, such as brisk walking for 45 minutes to an hour a day, can lower high blood pressure by up to 20 points, and the benefits last almost 24 hours. That makes daily exercise essential. I'm not ill, and I regard my high blood pressure not as an illness or a disease, but as an indication something is out of balance in my body. Combining a healthy diet with a more active and healthy lifestyle is, as I discovered, the key to reducing hypertension naturally. I lowered my high blood pressure to normal levels using natural methods. If I can do it, so can you. To find out more, visit http://how-to-lower-your-blood-pressure.com. That's http://howtolowerblood.com. I'm Robert Reddin. Thanks for listening.